Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues, the name of this show, here on AFR. If you want to watch the program, we're going to be here for another 25 minutes. You can go to Facebook or YouTube and just type in Today's Issues. You can watch the show there or access the stories that we're talking about. And in studio here in Tupelo with me is Walker Wildman and now Steve Jordahl. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
And from Kansas City is Ray Pritchard. Good morning again, Ray.
Good morning, Tim.
We're going to be talking a lot of stuff to talk about this half hour. Last half hour, we kind of rushed this, but at the end of the program, Fred was talking about this story involving this homosexual actor named Jussie Smollett. You may have heard about this, folks, in the news. He claimed there was a hate crime committed against him a couple of weeks ago, I guess it was now.
He did.
Said he was out, just to rehash again, and we're not making this up, folks. He said he was out walking around Chicago at 2 o'clock in the morning. It was 0 degrees, and he had to go down from his apartment to get a sandwich at Subway. And when he came back, he was coming back to his apartment. He was attacked by two men he said were white and were didn't do a very good job of roughing him up, by the way. But anyway, they poured bleach on him, he said, put a noose around his neck and said, this called him a slur, homosexual.
They did homosexual and homophobic
and racist
and racist
and this all took capped it off by saying this is MAGA country,
which we all know Chicago is the heart of Donald
right.
Trump country.
Right.
So that's the story, and he's stuck to it. Jussie Smollett had, and the video, the Chicago Police Department went on to do detective work here, and they found video of him walking to and from, I don't know how far it was, 10, 15 minutes, Subway at 2 a.m. in the morning. And he, there's not but 60 seconds where they don't have him on video, and they don't have any attackers. And as it turns out, Jussie got back to his apartment after, you know, with his sandwich intact and his phone. He said he was talking on the phone with his manager when this horrible homophobic, right, and they put a noose on him, Walker. And then at this point, if you believe Jussie, this was a remarkable off-camera, I don't know, only to be compared to me with Bruce Lee or maybe Chuck Norris and what he was able to accomplish with just his legs.
Because his hands were busy holding
his
phone
fighting,
and his
imagine,
sandwich.
Folks, he's fighting off two guys.
Did he spill his drink? Did he have a soft drink with
him? I don't know if he had a drink, but he had the phone in one hand, his Subway sandwich bag in the other. He's fighting off two guys with his legs.
He might have hit them with a sandwich. He could have.
Well, that's true. That tuna, you know, that could pack a wallop.
Yeah.
Now, you know what I'm saying? So, anyway, we're making fun because this is the ridiculous story this guy gave to America. And the news media, many in the news media, ran with it like it could possibly be believed. And now it's all falling apart, evidently, Steve.
It turns out that Jussie Smollett hired a couple of guys, it looks like.
Is this what the Chicago police are saying?
The Chicago police are saying that he hired a couple guys. I think this starts actually a day or so before this alleged lynching, when he was sent himself, the jury is still out on this, a hate threat in the mail. It was one of those things where you cut out letters from the newspaper and the magazine.
Pretty sad looking.
You paste it out.
I was embarrassed for whatever person sent that threat.
And it was anti-gay, and it was from MAGA country again. And he complained to the police, and no one did anything about it.
Oh, my goodness.
And so he wasn't quite happy with the response he got from that. So then he goes out, and he gets beat up. So he says, well, it looks like, and we probably should wait.
Are the guys white that beat him up?
Well, he said they were, but
yeah,
they weren't.
They weren't?
They weren't. They weren't. They were extras that worked on his set of Empire. He knew them, and he set this whole thing up with them to draw attention to the rampant hate and violence and white supremacy.
They were native Nigerians, which
that's going
there's not
on
much Anglo there.
In this country.
You know, the Walker. Democrats and the left-wing Hollywood elites, they talk over and over again about how Republicans are hateful, conservatives mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. are the bigots, Christians right. are intolerant of everyone else's beliefs. But it turns out that all of that's false. The whole narratives of all these massive, this increase in hate crimes, the KKK is on the rise again, and Donald Trump is embracing them, it's all fake.
I do know. Okay.
The only way that they can stir up controversy and divide and hate is to stage fake attacks. That's what right. they do over and over again. And the whole, when the media says, well, hate crimes are up 77%, that's because there's 1,000 new police departments this year reporting hate crimes into the database.
Okay,
but
I did take a look.
Talk about that.
I did take a look at the FBI Uniform Crime Report before I came over here, but it really doesn't have longitudinal data. It just says, you know, how many and everything. But your point is well taken. I think as we have more awareness of this, people start reporting more, and it looks like more are happening. I don't know. I hear different people from different sides swear that white supremacist and KKK activity is up in the country, but I just have never seen people like, in fact, we're going to play something from Cory Booker here in a second, who got caught on this. Kamala Harris and Cory Booker both tweeted out about this Jussie Smollett thing, that it was
within
a
hours
modern
of
day
it.
Right away.
A modern day lynching.
We have to get this taken right. care of. And when they got caught, you're going to hear them umming and awing, and then Cory Booker kind of throws down again. Let's listen to this.
And Senator Cory Booker said the vicious attack on actor Jussie was an attempted modern-day lynching.
Kamala Harris calling the attack an attempted modern-day lynching.
Which tweet? What tweet?
About saying that it is a modern-day lynching that...
sorry.
Yes, Jussie Smollett.
Kamala Harris.
Okay, so I will say this about that case. I think that the facts are still unfolding, and I'm very concerned about obviously...
Well, the information is still coming out, and I'm going to withhold until all the information actually comes out from on-the-record sources. We know in America that bigoted and biased attacks are on the rise.
See,
that was Booker there.
That was Booker.
That was Harris. And they were asked... They're asked to react to this new information that this was staged.
After saying it was a modern-day lynching.
And then they say, let's wait for all the facts to come out, Ray.
So this is terrible. Particularly Kamala Harris. Her response was worse than Cory Booker's.
Yes.
Didn't somebody alert her? Shouldn't she have known they were going to ask that question? It sounded as if she was stumbling and stuttering. That's an awful look for her. I have a question for you guys. If eventually the police come out and flatly say he staged the whole thing and filed a false police report, what kind of trouble could this guy be in? I'm talking about Jussie.
You can get charged with filing false police information. I don't think it's a felony. I don't think he's.
Yes, it is.
He's not going to go to prison. He might go to jail for
Others have gone to prison for the very same thing. Now, because he's gay and he's black, he may not go to prison
at all.
And he's
in Chicago, a liberal city.
They may let him off the hook. But he hasn't been charged with anything yet.
Not yet.
Right.
No,
but,
right.
But it may be today, maybe tomorrow, they may recommend it to a grand jury.
It is in the realm of possibility.
But you can't
do this and get away with it.
You've required the Chicago Police Department to have, I don't know how many detectives assigned to this and people assigned to this for what, 2 weeks now?
Weeks, yeah.
And you're claiming that you were attacked and it was a racially and homophobic charged hate crime, and you're lying about it?
You can't do it, but a lot of people try. I have a list of 20 or so. This is somebody on Twitter compiled this, and I can't read through all of these, but let me just read through the first couple. Right after Donald Trump's election, the SPLC, who we all know about, really stoked panic. A pro-gay Episcopal church in Indiana was vandalized with Heil Trump and a swastika in an anti-gay slur. Well, it turns out it was the gay organ player who did it. He was charged with a misdemeanor. Days after the Pittsburgh massacre, which was an anti-Semitic hate crime, Trump supporters were blamed for Nazi vandalism at a Brooklyn synagogue and fires in a Jewish community. Turns out the perpetrator was a gay black man. 1 week before the presidential election, a black church in Mississippi was burned with an arson attack. Said "Vote Trump" was written on the building. After much panic, an investigation revealed that the man responsible was a church member.
A black fella.
A black fella, yeah. In November 2016, a Muslim student at the university...
So wait a minute, just a minute. Just think about this. This kind of stuff. You're going to read many... We know Duke LaCrosse...
Well, I can't read them all. There's just too many.
Duke LaCrosse players, the Virginia... it's just these things happen all the time where... And they make the news, and then they die out. They go away. Where... And you're reading them. Where these people make up stuff. That fella in... Well, where is somewhere in the Delta in Mississippi.
Yeah.
He got a... I guess a Sprite can and wrote on his church, Ray, vote Trump. And then
he
said, oh my gosh,
through.
It's the KKK. KKK
he didn't
K-K
think that
out here
through
again.
Very well, Tim.
Huh?
I mean, that's a dumb crime.
I know.
You know. And I'm thinking about this guy up in Chicago. This is dumb. He gets two guys from Nigeria that have worked on the set, right?
Yeah.
They go by the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, he puts it in Streetersville, which is extremely liberal neighborhood in Chicago. It's like the least. First of all, you're not going to hear many people in Chicago saying this is MAGA country, but you picked the most unlikely part of Chicago for this to happen. What are you thinking?
I know.
You're going to get caught. This whole thing is going to fall apart. So besides everything else, he's not a very good crook.
And why do they do it, Ray? Why do people fake these things?
Oh, they're trying to make Trump. You asking Ray or Tim?
Oh, I'm asking anybody.
But I agree.
Well, they have to make their false narrative become true.
Right.
Sure.
The only way to make their false narrative that the KKK is on the rise again is to stage fake attacks, and the media covers it. And they repetitively cite this whole hate crimes are up in America.
Right.
There was 6,000 there. 1,000 extra police departments are reporting this year.
Yeah.
There's a natural increase when you have 1,000 extra departments importing data into a system.
I don't believe in hate crimes anyway.
I'd like to let the ladies on The View explain why this is happening. Cut 9.
So many people admitted they made snap judgments before these other facts came in. Why do we keep making the same mistake and then have to walk stuff back when it turns out we're wrong?
Because we're desperate to get Trump out of office. But, and so it's wishful thinking.
There you go.
That was after the Covington Catholic Boys story.
Yeah, but it applies to everything.
Yeah,
sure.
The reason that they go with a story like this, even though on its face, the facts of the story are so ridiculous that you go, that can't be true. And everybody knows, everybody's thinking the same thing, but because he's a homosexual, you know, and because he's African-American, people go, well, I'm not going to say it's not true because then I'll be called a racist homophobe. Even though we're all looking at each other going, that's, come on, man.
Yeah, and I was watching last night on Martha McCallum. She had Gerardo Rivera and then another fellow on, and they were kind of going back and forth on this. And he kept saying, well, yeah, Jussie Smollett's case may be a fake report or a hoax,
right?
But hate's still out there. Hate's still out there.
It doesn't matter because it's happening to somebody, they say.
Right.
We just can't find him.
Well, if that's the case, if that's what we're going to say in light of this story falling apart, and this may be charged with faking a...
Could be.
If that's true, and what you guys have just said, the left goes, well, it doesn't matter the facts of this case. It happens somewhere anyway. Then every day, we just need somebody from the left needs to get up and say, good morning, America. Sorry, the pun with Robin Roberts interviewing this guy the other day. But we just want you to know that somewhere today, there will be a hate crime committed against a homosexual or another minority by a white Trump supporter. And it represents a rise in hate crimes. We don't have a story. We have no facts. We can't go live to that scene. But we just want you to know, we're going to save everybody the hoax and just say that that's going to happen somewhere, someplace today.
Right.
Now, on to the weather.
Brilliant. Really.
Why don't you just do that?
I should.
Just do that. I agree with Walker in the sense that, listen, the Southern Poverty Law Center, Ray, and Steve and Walker, they're in Montgomery, Alabama. They're a law firm and a public relations, and they're self-appointed to call people out for being hate groups, okay, like they have ours and others, friends of ours. They have millions. I don't know how many.
350 million in offshore accounts.
Okay, they have the Southern Poverty Law Center, who's all worried about hate groups in America on the rise. Walker says they have $300 million in offshore bank accounts in the Grand Cayman. This has been widely reported.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, if hate groups are on the rise and KKK is making a comeback and your people pay you to fight them and you got $300 million socked away in an offshore bank account, it must not be a big problem to you. Huh? Or else you would be spending your money on fighting the cause. Why is that? That's because it's not near as big a problem as racism. Racism is not near as big a problem as the news media makes it out to be. Now, is there racism? Well, as long as there are people on planet Earth, there's going to be racism.
Right.
Guess what? And tribalism. And ethnic groups that don't like each other for different reasons, historically or otherwise. That's going to go on from now till Jesus comes back to set up his kingdom on earth, all right? But we have made enormous strides in this country from getting rid of slavery to civil rights for African Americans. We've made equal justice under the law. Is it perfect? No. But you compare the rights that all Americans have here to almost anywhere else in the world. Guess why? That's why these celebrities don't leave when Trump was elected, because there's nowhere to go that's better.
Right.
I'd like to put a kind of a overarching look. I can relate this to, you played earlier the Bernie Sanders clip. Bernie Sanders says we're looking for a radical transformation in this country. Barack Obama, when he became president, said we're going to transform this culture all the way down. You can't really transform a whole country from...
Fundamentally change a country
from freedom and prosperity to socialism and government control unless you get the population really upset with freedom and prosperity.
That they're willing to trade it.
Right. They're willing to say, okay, yeah, I know I'm doing good, but because I don't want this hateful white supremacist nation, I'm gonna do away with my own self-interest and good, and I'm going to devote for a socialist Democrat. That's what this whole thing is about. Identity politics, the Jussie Smollett people that are trying to make these hate crimes make America into something it's not, they do it because they have to foment the discontent with the people so that they will look to new leaders.
You just bingoed.
And the new leaders are what we're hearing from all the Democrats now. That's why they're running to the left.
Right. And who are the – anything else you want to say about this story about this homosexual actor? Sullet, his name is?
Smollett, yeah.
Smollett, which, by the way, if he's charged – and he's convicted, he could go to prison for 3 years. That's in Illinois for faking an attack, a hoax, if you will. Go ahead, Ray. You have anything else you want to add about that? Or
well, just Tim, that his story has completely fallen apart. And guys, it was implausible on its face,
right,
from the very beginning. And hey, kudos to the local. It's the local Chicago media that really stayed with the story.
Yeah.
The networks followed the party line, but the local media stayed on it, and the whole thing has just blown up in his face.
I read several news accounts of this when it first happened, from the Daily Mail to is it TMZ?
Yes,
TMZ. Yeah. They kind of cover celebrities and so forth. And I read several sources when this story first broke, and I don't. They were, most of the media that I was reading was going with, they weren't putting the word alleged before this story, or he claims this happened to him. They were saying, as a matter of fact, Jussie Smollett, he was attacked by MAGA supporters who beat him up because he was a homosexual.
And that's journalistic malpractice.
to do that.
It
without
is.
Without putting in a disclaimer before saying that. And so they were saying
Journalism 101.
Okay.
Journalism 101.
But why do they do that, Steve?
Why do they have to do it? Because when you say someone is did something.
No, why did the news media in this case not?
Because they have gone from reporting facts and from being a presenter of what happened to a political operation that wants to push an agenda.
Okay.
That's why the media is doing this, why everybody does this, because they don't care anymore about what really happened. They care about about the narrative and making.
Did you see who said exactly what you said? Almost.
Yeah, I know. I read that today. Laura Logan. I didn't bring the sound in, but she is committing.
Who is she?
She's a CBS international reporter, and what she said on a podcast was that the media is lined up. It's always been left leaning. But they have left their mission of trying to present a set of facts and what happened, and they've traded that in for a political agenda.
Because they hate Trump so much.
That's the proximate cause, but I think it goes back to what I was saying before, is that they kind of want to see this new paradigm, this new reformed America, the fundamental change, and they have to make sure that the people at the bottom are roiled up enough to want to make the jump.
Yeah, but exactly. President Trump is standing in their way. When he was elected, it threw a monkey wrench into the whole
thing. It really didn't help their plans.
So what we're saying is, if you want to read about this,
or it gave them the perfect foil. It depends. Mm-hmm. You know, take your.
Well, what I was referring to, what Steve was talking about, there's a news story today, and it's Laura Logan. She's the lead foreign correspondent, I guess, for CBS News. I mean, she's in the mainstream media, and she's basically calling out her own colleagues and saying they're so anti-Trump, it blinds them. And so she said they're mostly liberal, obviously, and she says, by me calling them out like this, I'm paraphrasing that, she says, but I will quote her, she says, I'm committing, quote, professional suicide.
I don't know if we can pull it up enough in time. Brent is looking for it now, but Sandy played some of her from this morning, so I don't know. Let me know, Brent, if that can come. This has been the claim for years from groups like Media Research Center and Accuracy Media that there's a bias in this media, and they now have abandoned any pretense of wanting it
right.
to be.
That's the thing. They've abandoned any pretense.
Yeah. So
all right, we're about
got it? We can play it.
Are we playing? We'll play it tomorrow.
No, okay. We'll play Laura. We'll get to Laura tomorrow.
All right. So interesting day here in the news, but you had many more examples of fake hate crimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I remember a year ago, the fellow out in San Antonio said he went to the grocery store, got a cake.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he brought the cake. He took the cake out to his car, brought it back in. He said, I'm gay, and this is offensive to me. And he claimed that somebody who made the cake wrote something anti-homosexual on the cake. Well, the police did the investigation. Turns out this guy confessed that he went out to the car and he wrote something anti-gay on the cake. I don't know. These people aren't very bright.
Well, his motto is half frosting will travel.
Well, when police begin investigating, if it's a fake story, it will fall apart because police know what they're doing.
Right.
That's exactly right.
And so this guy, but these kind of things, the Duke lacrosse, I mean, these kind of things, be careful. These kind of things happen all the time. These fake claims of hate crimes happen all the time in our country, and it hurts the real issue. We'll see you tomorrow.